The Vendidad is one of the ancient scriptures of the Zoroastrians. In the first Fargad, or chapter, the golden age of the ancient Aryans is outlined with their greatest king, Yima Ksheta, Yamraj in the Indian Vedas, who banished old age and death. Then the Ice Age broke on the ancient home, and the Aryans were forced to migrate southward, to the southeast and the southwest. Mr. Bal Gangadhar Tilak, a great Brahmin, Indian Aryan scholar of India in the last century, studied the Vedas and the Vendidad to find an ancient homeland of the Aryans. The Vedas are scriptures written by the Indo-Europeans, or Aryans, after they migrated to India. From the descriptions of the weather patterns mentioned in the Vedas, Tilak concluded that the ancient home must be in the Arctic regions, i.e. above present Russia. The Aryans migrated from the ancient home to Iran, and from there to India and Greece and Europe. Tilak also said that the most ancient historical scripture was the Iranian Vendidad, which actually describes the ancient homeland of the Aryans. The great 19th century Indian scholar Bal Gangadhar Tilak concluded that the Zoroastrian Vendidad was the most ancient historical scripture in the world. The name Zoroaster is actually a Greek pronunciation of Zarathustra, so both names refer to the same man. Zarathustra allegedly made contact with Ahura Mazda, the Zoroastrian equivalent of God. But according to the Vendidad, this was only a more recent reconnection. Zarathustra asked Ahura Mazda, "O Ahura Mazda, righteous creator of the corporeal world, who was the first person to whom you taught these teachings?" Then spoke Ahura Mazda, "Yima the Splendid, who watched over his subjects, O righteous Zarathustra. I first did teach the Aryan religion to him, prior to you." The author then describes the prior golden age in which there be neither cold wind nor hot wind, neither extreme winter or summer, and there be no sickness nor death, in which people are undying and unwanting, and gloriously happy. We then have a very interesting statement about time. In the first 1,000 years of his rule, Yima the Splendid enjoyed righteous order on his Aryan subjects. He controlled invisible time itself, making it so much large in size so as to praise and spread the righteous law. It is very interesting to speculate on what was meant by controlling invisible time itself. Given what we now know, this carries much more potential impact than most people may realize. Graham Hancock points out similar statements from Egyptian texts in his introduction to this book, that life is maintained by the progress and movement of time. And these words now sound very cutting edge. As the Vendidad continues, we have what appears to be a very clear description of the coming of the last major ice age. "That glorious age of the Aryans did not last forever, O Zarathustra. It was time for the evil one's attack. I, who am Ahura Mazda, spoke then to Yima Ksheta. O splendid Yima, toward the sacred Aryan land will rush evil as a severe, fatal winter. Evil will rush as thick snowflakes falling in increased depth. From the three directions will wild and ferocious animals attack, arriving from the most dreadful sights. Before this winter, any snow that fell would melt and convey the water away. Now the snow will not melt, but will form the polar ice cap. Now there will be no footprints discernible at all on the packed sheets of hard ice that will form. Hence, the ancient Aryan civilization appears to have originated in what is now the frozen wasteland of northern Russia prior to the coming of the last great ice age. Given all the work of Graham Hancock and others, we can safely associate this with the time of the purported civilization of Atlantis. Boyce and Grinnett's pioneering research. As soon as I read this, I wanted to know as much about the ancient prophecies inherited by Zoroaster as I could. This may be as close as we can get in our own historical record to the original teachings about what 2012 and the Golden Age really means. This brings us to Mary Boyce and Franz Grinnett's epic scholarly work from 1991, A History of Zoroastrianism, Volume 3, Zoroastrianism Under Macedonian and Roman Rule.